Hello and welcome to the Sustainable Life Podcast. My name is Em and I'm the founder of Sustainable Life App, an app for sustainable living made easy. Our free app is available on both Apple and Android. Use it to find verified direct-to-consumer online brands and to support the local sustainable businesses in your area. The purpose of this podcast is to help keep you informed, encouraged, and inspired. Today, we're thrilled to be hosting Yaro, the co-founder of the family farm-to-table brand Invito Coffee. Harvested on their family plantation in Costa Rica, Yaro's coffee makes its way to Canada and then into your cup entirely in a plastic-free and zero-waste way. But we'll let Yaro tell you the rest. So without further ado, let's get started.
Today we have Yaro here with Invito Coffee. We're so excited to have you here, Yaro.
It's exciting to be here.
Yeah, you're our official first coffee company on the app. And you're talking to, like, we have one other company that's going to be joining the app shortly in Hawaii. Okay. And he has similar values to you too. But awesome. You're definitely the very first. And you're talking to a coffee connoisseur. I love me my coffee.
That's a good start then. Yes, if we can.
Yeah, for sure. So I actually, the reason why I ask most brands to send me your coffee, like ship it to us, your products, is because I like to see how brands are shipping their product, to see how much plastic is being used and those kind of things. But after discussing with you previously and then also seeing your application form, I see how strong those values are for you, especially with your packaging being 100% compostable. Mm-hmm. And it's just so beautiful. So when we were going to do this interview, I was like, don't worry, I'm going to go to my local market that sells your coffee and I'm going to go buy it. So I actually bought your coffee yesterday. I stopped by at like a new plant-based market that opened up in West Kelowna where I live. And I picked up your coffee and it is beautiful. So lovely. And it was next to like another packaging that obviously wasn't compostable. Mm-hmm. And I just I love all the love that you put into your product. It's just so beautiful. And this is actually my first sip of your coffee right now. I made it this morning.
Oh, okay.
Let me just try it. No pressure. Mmm. That's very smooth.
So you're trying the medium roast, which is very floral, very sweet. It's very citrusy. That's kind of the best representation of our coffee. Where we have our espresso roast, which takes it a little bit more bolder, a little bit more chocolate, more nuttier notes for those coffee lovers who like a darker roast. We don't go all the way dark because we want to keep some of the citrus, some of the inherent natural flavors that we try so hard to produce from our farm.
I love it. It does taste like orange pico a little bit. Because on it you said notes of orange pico tea, honey. I taste it.
Yeah. So that's kind of the unique part of our coffee, where it's not as acidic as other coffees out there. And some coffees from Costa Rica are just naturally more lemony. That's why we're kind of using the orange descriptors, because it's not as zesty like a lemon. It's more sweet like an orange. And then as the cup cools, you kind of get a little bit of the sweetness, more of the honey kind of.
Yeah. Beautiful. I noticed when I bought it yesterday, I hadn't even opened the seal yet. Mm-hmm. And I could smell the coffee from at least 4 feet away. And I
was
I know you roast it locally, at your home, or in Burnaby or whatever. And it's freshly roasted. It's probably within the last month or so that this thing's been roasted. So yummy, the smell.
Yeah, that's our whole premise. It's from our family farm. So we want to give you the best and freshest coffee that we possibly can to kind of deliver that freshness, because it is coming from our farm. So we want you to experience it right after roasting. So we small batch roast every single week. And that's kind of at their farmers markets. You can get it weekly. We have our coffee subscriptions that people sign up for. And so you can order one bag, two bags every 1 or 2 weeks, whatever you or how quickly you go through coffee. And then that ensures the freshness. So that's our whole goal. We don't want it sitting on the shelf. Same with our retailers, we prefer to stock less volume and restock more frequently, just because of that fact that we wanted to have the freshest coffee. And then you can kind of visualize and picture yourself being in Costa Rica, enjoying that cup of coffee, surrounded by lush vegetation. And that's kind of how our design of the packaging came about. Our logos are watercolor-based designs, so we wanted to kind of portray the beauty of Costa Rica and its wildlife and animals. And
so beautiful. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. I love it.
We're going to be moving into more of a package redesign in the next coming year, where we want to print on the whole bag. So that's kind of the evolution of our packaging that we want to do in the future. So it will be even more beautiful, hopefully. But being a startup company and a new coffee company, like, it's hard to get noticed and jump off the shelf. So that was another kind of strategy of using those kind of bright colors and making it a little piece of artwork, if you will. Like, sometimes people collect Coke cans or those kind of memorabilia things. And so we wanted to kind of the bag to be kind of its own, stand out on its own, plus then you get the delicious coffee inside.
That's really beautiful. Well, I can definitely attest that, like, I don't feel any acidic notes in any way, shape, or form to your coffee, and that's really important mm-hmm. to me. So I love it. Let's get into you, because that's the purpose mm-hmm. of this interview. So obviously, I talked about the product, you have compostable packaging, which is, like, people like me go gaga over. But, like, what's your story? Like, who are you? Tell us about yourself. No pressure. Tell us about yourself. Like, how did this happen? So you mentioned you have a family farm.
Obviously. Okay, yeah. So we can start from the farm. So we've had the farm in the family for 5 years now. And so it was kind of run down. And once we took it over, we had to bring it back up to the quality and the pretty much like the quality that we were comfortable presenting it to North America. So that was our whole goal, is to bring our coffee that we produce in Costa Rica and have it be available Canada wide. So that's taken us 3-4 years. We replanted half of the plantation with new coffee trees. And so those take 3-4 years to kind of, so this 2021 season is going to be our largest harvest to date. So we're kind of beautiful. Gearing up for that. So
why buy the farm? Like, let's go back a little bit further. I want to know, how did this happen? Because
mainly it was my dad and his business partner that acquired the property. And my dad's an entrepreneur. And so my main profession is that I'm a pilot. And so naturally I love coffee. So I was very excited that we were kind of fortunate to be able to purchase this business and kind of see where it could take us. And so my dad's retired, and that's kind of where his passion directed him to. And so now that's become my passion. And I had to go from knowing zero about coffee to now owning a coffee company and knowing a lot about everything. And so when I started learning about coffee, that's kind of where I started to open up my whole world about what coffee is, and what, there's so much that I didn't know about specialty coffee. And that is part of why we try to do a lot of education as well. Just that's our goal, is to open people's minds what coffee could be. Coffee doesn't have to be bitter, or you don't have to add milk and sugar to it. It's kind of like going to a candy store. You can experience different coffee from a different origin, different farms. So that's kind of where my journey started. And then we started working on the logistics for Canada, and we launched of this year, this spring, and that's when COVID hit. So that's been our challenge to evolve as a brand new company. But I'm also laid off from flying, so that, going back to that, which allows me now to grow the company 100% of my time and dedicate all my energy and efforts to kind of my secondary passion. And that's kind of where we came to be.
Wow. So that's a really nice, like, I guess, situation to be in, right? Because you're not sitting at home. You already had this, I guess, almost like a side project that you were working on.
It was, yeah. We've been working on it for several years, and now COVID's kind of giving me the opportunity to pursue it full time, even though it's scary. I'm laid off and family to support, but that's kind of, you gotta keep moving forward and not be afraid of the future.
Yeah, for sure. So let's, you have the business with your wife, Heather, too, right?
So yeah, so like, our company,
I guess like my big question is, okay, I get that you have the family farm, your dad's retired. How cute is that story, first of all? Like, adorable.
Yes, right? He's very fortunate.
My dad too, like when he retired, he decided to like learn Ayurvedic medicine. And then like his whole life, he was like manufacturing bathtubs and shower bases. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, they're so cute when they retire and they do these things.
Right.
So that's why I think that story is so cute. And then you're helping him and like creating this business, but like, where did this whole zero waste sustainability aspect come into it?
When we started coming up with the concept for Invito Coffee, we wanted it to be different, and we wanted to be something that followed our values and our kind of ethics. So like, me and Heather are plant-based. So that sustainable approach was already important to us. But then we took a look at Costa Rica and what they've accomplished. They're 93% sustainable as a country, and they were going to be carbon neutral by 2021. I'm not sure how COVID affected that plan, but that's the direction that they're moving. And so we wanted to represent their coffee and their heritage with the same philosophy and the same ethics in Canada when we launched our brand. And so the sustainable kind of, everything kind of came to be that that's the direction that we had to take, both personally and where the coffee comes from. And so not only was that a challenging task, because compostability is such an evolving topic, and especially for coffee, it's a balancing act of preserving, like you're saying, you can smell the coffee, it's preserving that flavor and that smell and the aroma for as long as possible after roasting, but still not using a petroleum bag to achieve that. And so the manufacturers we're using, they're still evolving, they're going through their challenges with their packaging. So and that's kind of where we're all kind of moving in the same direction, and it's not as fast as we might like, but that is where we're future-proofing our business, because like, Canada is banning single-use plastics next year, and so everything is moving that direction. So that was our kind of our philosophy with future-proofing our business and starting and building from the ground up with a zero waste approach.
That's really, really beautiful. I mean, like, I completely get it, because greenwashing really bugs me. So there's like a lot of brands out there that will have like packaging that looks like it's not plastic. So they'll use like kind of like, you know, just a neutral color like this.
Sure, like just a craft paper.
Exactly, yeah. But like, it actually will be full plastic. And then the colors being used, natural ingredients,
yeah,
you know, green product, sustainable, yeah. But what does sustainable mean? And like, the credentials aren't there. So like, this really excites me. So let's talk about like your future plans. So you started off farmers markets.
Yes.
We keep seeing you in a bunch of these like plant-based zero waste stores. So what's for Yarrow and for Invito Coffee and Heather?
Well, that's where we're kind of evolving, because we launched just 6 months ago. Having our own cafe was not something that's in the cards, because they were all shut down, and having a retail space is just super risky. So my ideal vision is to have a closed loop system where all the coffee that we produce is used up in Canada. And so our targets are threefold, where we're also wanting roasters to purchase our green coffee. So we want to also market to them, because they're getting a sustainable and traceable product from Costa Rica and not going through many different distributors and actually knowing exactly where the coffee comes from. So that's our one demographic. Of course, we're doing the farmers market so people can try the roasted coffee and kind of have that segment grow. And then eventually, if we can get to a zero waste roastery, it would be my ultimate goal. And so we're kind of growing to that. So that's the ultimate vision, where the closed loop system, all the coffee is used up in Canada. The majority of the profits go back to Costa Rica so we can run our fair trade program and have the workers get a livable wage so they can in turn produce really good coffee, which gets imported back into Canada. And that's kind of the system we want to accomplish.
That's really beautiful. So for those people who are looking to purchase your coffee, obviously they can do so through Sustainable Life app. They click shop now, they use your coupon code. So what's your coupon code?
Sustainable10.
Yay! Which I think means 10% off, right?
Yes, yeah, 10% off.
Awesome. And then they can also find you on social media. So what are your social media handles?
So all of our social media is at invitocoffee.com, and same with our website, it's invitocoffee.com. The social handles are at invitocoffee and the website invitocoffee.com.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out and chatting with us about your amazing business. And we're excited to see you grow and for our community to, of course, support you and your vision. And that's kind of it. It was such a straightforward interview with you because we share the same values.
Thank you for creating a platform for us to kind of be able to showcase our products, because to get into front of people, because people are looking for these sustainable things, but they don't know where to find them. So creating a one-stop shop is super, super helpful, I think.
Yeah, I hope people enjoy the five factors for sustainable consumption and being able to really support brands based off of their pure transparency. We're doing great here, but we can be better here. And sometimes our values, that's all we need, right? Is to know that someone's working towards betterment. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Sustainable Life App's mission is to help make sustainable living easy and convenient for our community. Our digital platform includes a free mobile app, website, podcast, and documentary series, all centered around our company's core values, the five factors for sustainable consumption: impact on human health, environmental impact, respect for human rights, respect for animal rights, and socioeconomic advantage, because we want to help make sustainable consumption the new forever norm and help the sustainable businesses and brands of the world with ethical values and practices succeed. Our app connects you with verified sustainable brands via our direct consumer online shopping section, where you can get access to exclusive coupon codes and videos found nowhere else. You can also use the hashtag #ShopLocal function, which uses Google Maps, through which you can find local retail shops and boutiques, grocery stores, cafes, restaurants, salons, spas, event venues, eco hotels, eco tours, and even eco service providers like makeup artists, naturopaths, and dog groomers. Our free app is available worldwide, and you can nominate sustainable businesses in your area anytime. Simply download our app to do so, or visit our website and click nominate. We're adding new exciting features and sections to our app regularly because we promise to keep growing along with you on your sustainable lifestyle journey. Just a note, we're a non-judgmental community. It is our belief that no one is perfect, but if we all do our part to consume more sustainably, there will naturally be a positive ripple effect worldwide. We want to help make sustainable consumption the new forever norm, and our hope is that the app helps to positively impact your health, the environment, and all living beings. On a legal note, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are that of the guest and do not necessarily reflect that of M. Mangla Bansal, Tell Your Story Productions, Inc., or its subsidiaries, affiliates, associated companies, together with all respective officers, directors, and employees thereof. Thank you for being such an important part of our community. the love and light in me salutes the love and light in you. See you next time.